And we continue with the series, Four Presents from God. And tonight, I'll grab from underneath the Christmas tree the second present. Remember that the first present was a broken and contrite heart. When I went through the Bible to look for these different presents that we might have for God to present to Him, I found quickly that I wasn't looking for presents to give to God, but rather I was looking at what sacrifices we might be able to make for God, because that's the language of the Bible, make these sacrifices to God. And I put it together for a reason this way, because in these days before Christmas, when we think about what goes on in popular Christmas traditions and in our society and culture, you know, we've really kind of messed up the way it works over the years with commercialism and different religions kind of bringing in their message at this time of Christmas. I think some the real message in many ways has been lost. So here is the second present. The Bible says, sacrifice your body. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. So that's our second present, is to bring forth our whole body. I like the idea that we sang the hymn that we just sang before the message. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. I memorized that long, long time ago. I remember in Sunday school, before it would start, we sang that song. We often sang all six verses. I remember the one about, you know, handing over your mites. I didn't know what a mite was until later on in life, but that was a part of the song. Nowadays, we sing a different song. It's got the same message, but it's sung in a different place. Normally in a ballroom or a bar room, right after a wedding, you know. Put your right hand in, take your right hand out. Take your right hand in and shake it all about. Do the hokey pokey. Turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Do you remember how the song or the dance ends? Put your whole body in. Take your whole body out. Put your whole body in. Turn it all around. Do the hokey pokey. Right? The song says, put your whole body in. After you go through each part. That's really what Romans is saying. Paul's getting that message across. Sacrifice your body. Present it to God as a living sacrifice. This is your true and proper worship. You know, I think about this time of the year too, what's going on right around the Christmas time, sacrificing your body with what happened with Mike McCarthy and his relationship with Aaron Rodgers. Mike McCarthy would ask Aaron Rodgers to sacrifice his body, and he, you know, would do this game in and game out to help the team win. And that's really what football players do. They sacrifice their body for their coach, for their team, for their fans. You also know what that's led to. CTE, the brain damage so many football players are experiencing. Ex-football players, Mike Webster primarily. Heard his story, the Pittsburgh Steelers center. And Aaron Hernandez, who really went off the deep end and actually committed murder. They sacrificed their bodies to play the game. And I cringe a little bit because I played football even into college 1 year. I can remember 3 concussions. Well, I can't remember the actual concussion, but I remember I had them. I sacrificed my body to the football gods because I loved the game. I loved my teammates, the coach, and I loved those who would come to watch the games. That was extremely important. I threw my whole body into it. Well, now I'm a Christian, and you're Christians too. We're being asked to do the same thing, only this isn't a game, is it? This has eternal consequences. This is the most important thing about who we are. To sacrifice our own bodies to the cause of faith, trust, and love of God. Then the scriptures give the purpose for doing this. This is your true and proper worship. And that's where this whole oddity thing comes in and why I chose this for this time of the year. Because of what we've done with Christmas and how the whole thing has become so confused. This time of the year, we think we have to be nice and not naughty so that we get presents. This is the time of year to do something special and nice for people. This is the time to go overboard with good works. This is the time to throw it all in to please others. And perhaps even, finally, we're thinking about pleasing God. See, normally we think of sacrifices as something of great importance to us. That's given away. It's either killed or burned. But at any rate, it's no longer going to be ours. It's given away to appease a god or gods, maybe earn their favor. That's what we think of sacrifices. We think about all the other religions of the world that make sacrifices. And we import that into the Bible as if that makes sense. And it doesn't. Because that's not what sacrifices are in the Bible. It's not giving up something of importance to us, killing it or burning it, to appease God's anger or to earn His favor. It's not what it is. The sacrifices we read of in the Bible were merely a tangible offering to God of what was truly going on in the heart. I'll say it again. Sacrifices were merely tangible evidence of what was going on in here. It was a response to a good and gracious God. Fruits of the faith, I guess we could call them. That's what sacrifices are in the Bible. Not to appease God, not to earn His favor, not to follow commands and rules and ordinances that were set down many, 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 many years ago, even past the time of Moses. No, even back then, they were all simply a way in which God's people could show their faith. Taking a part of who they were, a part of things that were important to them. And in love, serving God. That's all they were. You see, God created us to live under His provision and in a relationship with Him of trust and love. The ultimate sacrifices was and always has been to present ourselves to Him, our whole self, our old person, all that we are to Him. That's what a true sacrifice was in the Bible. And if you look back in the Bible, you will see there were many who made sacrifices that were not acceptable to God. And they did it all properly. It looks that way. They did it right. They followed all the rules and all the steps. They did everything just as God commanded, yet God didn't like them. Do you remember Cain? He killed Abel over this. They both made sacrifices accordingly. God accepted one and not the other. Why didn't God accept Cain's? Because he did it not out of his heart, but out of compulsion. Abel did it from here. He loved God. And from then on, throughout the Bible, men and women have been weeded out from among God's people according to how they made sacrifices. When they did it from the heart, they remained God's people. When they did it out of compulsion because of law, they were cut off. What does Christmas mean to you? The appearing of Jesus Christ, His coming. We could never sacrifice anything on this earth that would remove our sinful nature, our sinful state, and please God. Price of sin is much too high. What could be greater than that which stands between us and our Creator God? The answer? Blood. Blood represents the life in us all. In fact, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Yes, men fell into death the moment mankind decided to rebel against God and to disobey Him. And we've all done this. The moment a right relationship with God was broken, all hell let loose. God was hurt, cut to the chase, and all creation was damaged. Life would no longer be what it was meant to be. So a life was demanded in return for the life that was destroyed. Blood was demanded. Proper, right, innocent, holy, and righteous blood. Because that represents the life that ought to be, not the life we're living. Blood given in love, in faith, and in trust, not in wickedness and recklessness. Blood that takes away wrong and makes things right. In other words, not ours. The life and blood of another. See, this is what Christmas is really all about. That's how we're preparing. That's how we can look at this gift of sacrificing ourselves to God. There's a substitution made. Thank God that I don't have to make it, because I never could. I'm not the person. We prepare ourselves in these days before Christmas, worshiping the one who was righteous, who was holy, and is holy, who had that perfect relationship with God that we need. We worship the one who sacrificed His life and blood in our place. And that's true and proper worship. He who would give Himself for people like us. That gives us the true meaning of the season. Now that Jesus Christ has come into the world, we can see sacrifices more clearly. A light shines in our hearts. The promised Savior is our motivation. God desires faith and love. We no longer understand sacrifices as something we give away to earn God's favor. Rather, we look at sacrificing our whole selves to God because Jesus gave Himself for us. By the way, that's true worship. If you put money into the offering plate, into the envelope, if you give it electronically, however you make that sacrifice, and you do it not because you're trying to please others, not because the church is in financial trouble, not because other people ask you, but you do it because Jesus loves you, that's a proper and acceptable sacrifice unto God. If you go out into the world this Christmas and do something favorable for another person who doesn't have what you have, you help the poor, the orphan, the elderly, you do something particular that's needful in the world, and you do it not to please others, not to show off, not to earn God's favor because you've done something wrong, but you do it because your heart's in the right place, because God loves you. That's proper worship. That's true worship. And the list goes on and on and on. We've been liberated. We've been set free from this old thinking of sacrifices. The hardship, the law, the difficulty of trying to produce to please God. We've been set free of that. We're not under the thumb of God. Rather, God has opened up both hands and arms to receive us out of love and mercy, and He did it through His Son. Now, we can give properly as we ought. We're reconciled to Him. This is proper worship. So it is with the readings we had. In faith, we can present our bodies. We can present our eyes to see the goodness of God. We can present our eyes to see the needs of others. We can present our eyes as a means by which we can see how we can help. We can open our mouths and give them to God as a sacrifice, professing with our lips a proper faith, witnessing of the Lord Jesus Christ to people who don't understand Christmas and don't get sacrifices. We can offer our arms, our hands, our legs, and our feet to go on errands for Him, to lift up and hold others who need our contact in their lives. We can sacrifice our hearts because they have been shown love. They can now love. These sacrifices are acceptable to God. This is how we make our body a living sacrifice. Not a dead sacrifice, not something that's been killed or burned or given away, but something that's been transformed and renewed by the power of God. A response to His kindness, His mercy, and His love. And so, the second gift, the sacrifice, the present, these days before Christmas. Romans 12:1. Our very bodies. Amen.